The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
We want to welcome everybody to the broadcast. Today, this is our End Time Headlines prophetic viewpoint. And we welcome you again, you guys on Facebook Live. Let me know where you guys are joining us from. If this is your first time joining us, please, in the below under the Facebook Live comment section right there, let us know exactly where you're joining us from, if this is your first time, so that we can acknowledge that you guys are new to the broadcast. Again, I'm Ricky Scaprell, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. We want to welcome our podcast. We want to welcome our YouTube audience as well. So today on our viewpoint segment, we're going to be dealing with a couple subjects here, a couple topics. One was a new poll that came out by the Church Leaders was the website that posted it. But the Barna Group is this is a group that does all these polls. It deals with Christian interest, and they survey a lot of people throughout the United States of America, and they get the opinions of different viewpoints from different demographics. So this is pretty legit source that's doing this poll. So we're going to talk about that today. And we're going to talk about an interesting headline that came from the United Nations, where they are now they're warning of a threat of a famine of, and they use the term biblical proportion. So we're going to be, again, if you're just joining us on the broadcast, that's what we're going to be dealing with today. So our first little segment here that we're going to deal with, the first topic, rather, we're going to talk about is an interesting poll. Again, this is from Church Leaders that broadcast or that published this, and we shared this on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. The third and latest report in Dr. George Barna's American Worldview Inventory of 2020 recently evaluated the perceptions of God that people have in the United States. Among the survey's most surprising findings is that more Americans believe in Satan than believe in God, and that more people believe that Jesus was divine and a sinner than people that believe that he is divine and sinless. I want to say that again. According to this newest inventory by the Barna Research Group, more Americans right now believe in Satan than believe in God. As perplexing as that sounds. And more, according to this study, and we're going to break this down, more people believe that Jesus was divine and a sinner than actually believe that Jesus was divine and sinless. Quote, all of the spiritual noise in our culture over the last few decades has obviously confused and misled hundreds of millions of people in our nation. This is according to Barna. The message to churches, Christian leaders, and Christian educators is clear that, quote, we can no longer assume that people have a solid grasp of even the most basic biblical principles, such as those concerning the existence and nature of God. The American Worldview Inventory 2020 is a series of 12 biweekly reports by Barna that is releasing through the Cultural Research Center, or CRC, at Arizona Christian University, Faith and Culture in the United States. According to the latest report, the perceptions of God, this was the title of the study in which they did. In this study, they explored whether or not American views of God are orthodox. And based on their studies, they found that, listen to this stunning number, 51% of Americans believe God is an all-powerful, all-knowing, perfect, and just creator of the universe who still rules the world today. So you say, well, that's good. But guys, again, 51%, only 51% surveyed. This is a significant decline from 30 years ago, where the number was 73%. What is this saying? This is giving more credence that Americans are falling away from Christianity. They're falling away from the traditional views of God as divine, as creator, all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipotent. And remember, I know we've reported here on our website for years, all the reports that come in that there's now, there's a rise of individuals that define themselves as not religious or has no religious views, or the huge number and growing number of individuals that now define themselves or identify themselves as Wiccans or practicing or those who practice some form or some shape of witchcraft. That is on the rise. And atheism and agnosticism is on the rise. All right. So when this poll group asked about the existence of Satan, listen to this, 56% stated that Satan is not merely a symbol of evil, but is a real spiritual being and influences human lives. Well, that's a good thing that at least more than half of Americans actually believe in Satan. I wonder if they did a poll on how many Christians believed in Satan, what would that poll be? Because there's a lot of Christians that don't believe in Satan. Or they don't believe in demons. They don't believe in hell. They don't believe in spiritual warfare. They don't believe in demonic possession. When the scripture says that even the demons believe and tremble. It's amazing how Satan believes in hell. The demons believe in hell. But we can't get a lot of Christians to even believe that. But this was just a poll on Americans in general. And 56% said not only is Satan real, but he's not just a spiritual being. Or I'm sorry, he's not just a symbol of evil, but he is an actual spiritual being that influences humanity. But listen to this. But shockingly, only 49% of those concluded in this survey said that they are not entirely sure that God exists. What? 56% says Satan is a real spiritual being, influences humanity. 49% say, well, we're not entirely sure if God even exists. So if you don't think that we are heading into a spiritual darkness in America, then perhaps this is going to be a wake-up call to you today. We're not talking about the United Kingdom or Britain or Europe. We're not talking about some Middle Eastern country here. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the United States of America. Americans are now more confident about the existence of Satan than they are the existence of God. Now, why is that, Brother Ricky? Well, I want to finish this and then I'll give my viewpoint on this in just a minute. 30 years ago, only 1% of Americans said a higher power may exist, but nobody really knows for certain. But now, 20% agree with that view. Again, 30 years ago, almost a whole generation ago, only 1% of Americans, when they were surveyed, believed that a higher power may exist, that nobody really knew for certain. But now 20% agree with that view. So there's been an increased number, a huge influx of number that are now aligning with evil than good. Remember the scripture said that the time would come when men would be lovers of evil and not of good, when they would call that which is evil good and they would call good evil. When you look at movies, television shows, sitcoms, comic book characters, cartoon characters, there was a time when the good character, the moral character, the character did what was right. He was a superhero. He was deemed to be the moral standard, the hero, the role model to look up to for children and for the world. But now something has shifted. There's a shift. And now the characters that are portrayed as evil or wicked or immoral or the thieves or the robbers or the adulterers, the liars, they are now put on the pedestal and they are now called good. And these are our role models. If you don't believe that, friends, look at the top trending movies, top trending video games, top trending characters. What's popular? What's trendy? What children are now gravitating towards? Even into the wrestling industry. I watched a documentary on it, and I believe it was a documentary on Hulk Hogan. Come on, don't judge me. I was a big wrestling fan back when it was the World Wrestling Federation and not WWE. And back when they had Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior and they had Ric Flair and they had, I mean, this was back in the day, back in WWF days of the Attitude Era. And I remember, you know, when I first started watching wrestling in the 1980s, you had your mainline character, your heroes was Hulk Hogan. He was the American hero of wrestling. It was the Macho Man Randy Savage and Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And it was these different ones that were deemed to be the heroes. But then he turned evil and went and aligned with the NWA and they formed the New World Order. And this was when Hulk Hogan turned to the bad guy, and he took the black and white on, and he joined forces with other wrestlers. And what they thought was going to be an avalanche of it. And at first there was boos, but something shifted and people began to cheer on evil and what was bad, and then begin to turn away from what was good. And you say, well, what has that got to do with this? That's wrestling. Again, when you look at entertainment, when you look at all these things, it is a depiction of society and what's going on in society, what society is gravitating towards. All right, so I want to read a little bit more of this. Listen to this. Confusion also exists as to the nature of members of the Trinity. And again, some people believe different on that, but nevertheless, 44% of Americans said that, quote, during his time on earth, Jesus was fully God and fully man, and that he sinned. 44% believe that, as opposed to 41% who said that he was fully God and fully man, but that he did not sin during his time on earth. So there's almost a complete shift, a rift here. But watch this. Furthermore, they said that 52% of those who answered did not view the Holy Spirit as a personal being, but he's rather a, quote, manifestation of God's power. Even though the scripture says he or him, and it says that the Holy Spirit or he can be grieved, he can be vexed, and he can be quenched. If he, the Holy Spirit, if he was just an it, he would not have emotions. He would not be able to be quenched. He would not be able to be vexed. He would not be able to be grieved. And he wouldn't be deemed as a he. It's amazing. That tells me, friends, there is a huge lack of study in the scriptures. People are not getting into the word. They're not rightfully dividing the word, line on line, precept on precept, here a little, there a little. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightfully dividing the word of truth. That's what this is proving here. Interestingly enough, the report outlined Which U.S. demographics are most and least likely to hold a biblical view of God defined as, quote, one who created and controls the universe, who is omnipotent, omnipotent, and without fault? The group with the highest percentage of this belief, 97%, is unsurprisingly people who hold a biblical worldview. So in other words, those who know their word, they know the truth, they are going to obviously agree with this. However, more findings on this study. The South, the southern part of the United States, were where over half the residents have this view of God. Whereas the group that is likely to have this understanding of God is also, the group that is least likely, I wanted to correct myself, is the age group of 18 to 29. No surprise, that's your millennials. Again, 18 to 29, millennials do not believe that God is defined as one who controls the universe, is omnipotent, omnipotent, and without fault. The largest declines in possession of an orthodox biblical perspective on the nature of God since 1991, listen to this, were among individuals who attend Pentecostal or charismatic Protestant churches. That group right there dropped 27%. What? Pentecostal, charismatic, and Protestant. Dropped 27% who believe that God is all-knowing, omnipotent, omnipotent, creator of the universe. Adults ages 18 to 29 came second in 26 percent points, followed by adults born before 1946. Only one group saw an increase in orthodox belief in God, and that was adults whose income. Now, this was interesting to me. In adults whose income level is at least 20% above the national average. So what does all this mean? Why is this happening? I believe the answer is very complex. So if you're looking for me to give you the answer, that's just not going to happen realistically. But I will give you my viewpoint today. I believe that, again, we have to remember who was polled in this. This was not the predominant group of individuals that was polled in the survey were, quote unquote, Americans. Let me talk to you a minute about Americans. Americans are very emotional driven individuals. When it comes to decision making, we are very emotionally driven. That's in everything, whether it be in spending, whether it be in decision making, whether it be in voting, whatever it is. So when things are good, the economy is booming, things are on top, things are going good, money in your pocket, money in the bank, the stock market's going good, you got good health, there's not been disasters, there's not been destruction, there's not been wars, nothing negative, nothing bad. People will tend to say that God is a good God, hallelujah. Yes, you know, I don't really know him. I'm not saying I have a relationship with him, but if there's a God out there, he's good because my life is a reflection of God. So in other words, if my life is going good and my bank account's good and I've got money in the pocket, I've got a good job, I've got a good marriage, I've got everything. Listen, people's perception of God is formed from their experiences in their life. If someone has gone through an abusive relationship, their mother or their father or both has abandoned him as a child, they went through physical, mental, emotional abuse growing up, they were lied on, they were abandoned, they went through poverty, they went through disaster after disaster, destruction after destruction, their perception of God is going to be a God who is not all-knowing, because after all, how could God let this happen to me? Where was he at? Why did he leave me to be abandoned? Why did he leave me to be molested? Why did he let my parents walk out? Why did he let my parents get divorced? Why did he let me get raised in poverty? Why did he let our house burn down? Why did he let my dog get hit by a car? How come he let my sister die of cancer and so-and-so's didn't, and this and that? So their perception is shaped around their experience and their emotion of God, their perception of God. So I believe the more difficult days that we have in America, the more difficult it gets, the more trying it gets, the worse this pandemic gets, the worse unemployment gets, the worse disasters continue. You're going to see this number of people who believe in God drop dramatically. But you're going to see the number of people that believe in evil and this and Lucifer and Satan as the author of it, they will gravitate towards that. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing this. I'm seeing this across the board. And again, that's only one angle at this. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but we could talk about the failure of many churches in America, not teaching the full Godhead, not teaching the fullness of God, not teaching the fullness of the Holy Spirit, signs, wonders, and miracles. They don't need, again, we could go in whole different avenues on this, but I wanted, that's my perception, my viewpoint on, again, based on the demographics of the poll that was given of Americans. Now, if we did a poll on just charismatics, Christians, Pentecostals, Protestants, whatever, and whatever view came, then we could center around that, and we would have to go and narrow it down to the church. But that's not what we're talking about here. So again, that's why I stuck with this viewpoint. Now, I want to get on to our next. I want to talk about our next subject here, and that is some interesting stuff that's taking place. And that is, right now, there is what's being called the largest, we have what's called the largest public health crisis to hit the globe in decades, which is the coronavirus. But now, simultaneously, while this is happening, we have enormous swarms of locusts the size of major cities that has already come through the eastern parts of Africa and the Middle East and parts of Asia, and they have wreaked havoc and destruction on crops, livelihoods, and etc. But now, a new generation of locusts are emerging. Officials are describing this as, quote, 20 times larger and extremely alarming. These colossal swarms of locusts can travel up to 90 miles a day, and they can descend upon a field and literally eat everything in sight as little as 30 seconds. This new generation of locusts has been spotted as far as South Congo and as far north as Iran and as far east as India. In other words, listen to me carefully, because we're going to get into this thing here. This is where we're heading on this. The food supplies of billions of people are at risk. In fact, the United Nations recently came out and warned, and I want to get to this article, they've warned that, and again, this is a direct quote from The Guardian, quote, the chief of the United Nations Food Relief Agency has come out and warned that the world is facing widespread famine of biblical proportions. Because of the coronavirus pandemic and the humanity has but a short time to act before hundreds of millions starve. So again, this is a two-edged sword that's happening right now. You got the coronavirus that is causing massive food shortages In fact, here in America, they shut down a major meat distributor, pork distributor. We've got food bank lines for miles in different states in America. We've got people, unemployment, new numbers came out today, 4.4 million more Americans lost their jobs, are now unemployed. So this is just, you know, our sights are just on America, but we're talking about, what about other places like India that just recently shut down, or the fact that, you know, we'll, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow in tomorrow's segment, but we're going to do another, we're going to do a coronavirus update tomorrow. We're going to talk about China. China's getting a resurgence, what they're calling us. It could be a deadly second wave. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about new draconian measures taking place in America to combat this. I mean, we're talking about just a police state forming right before our eyes. It's really frightening stuff. But I want to get back to this global threat of famine. 10 countries now are in the crosshairs of this threat. There is already, quote, more than 1 million people on the brink of starvation, according to David Beasley, who's an executive director of the World Food Program. Quote, we're not talking about people going to bed hungry here, he told The Guardian in a recent interview. Quote, we are talking about extreme conditions, emergency status. Quote, people literally are marching to the brink of starvation. If we don't get food to these people, they will die. As the coronavirus continues to spread around the globe, the fragile healthcare systems of scores of these developing countries will be unable to cope, and the economic disaster following in the wake of the pandemic will lead to huge strain on resources. Quote, this is truly more than just a pandemic. It is creating a hunger pandemic, said Beasley. Quote, this is a humanitarian and food catastrophe. Beasley has taken this message directly to the UN Security Council on Tuesday, warning world leaders that they must act swiftly in a fast deteriorating situation. He urged them to bring forward $2 billion of aid that has been pledged so it can get to the front line as quickly as possible. Quote, and this is Beasley speaking, I was already saying that 2020 would be the worst year since the Second World War on the basis of what we forecast at the end of last year, he said. Added to that, earlier this year, East Africa was struck by the worst locust swarm of decades. And then I just told you that there's a new generation. They laid eggs. Now those eggs are hatching. We've got a second wave of locusts that are 20 times larger than the swarms that we saw in the spring. And now the worst is yet to come. Quote, this puts as many as 70 million people at risk. He went on to say that, quote, we are being taken into uncharted territory. And he even, again, this is his direct quote, quote, now, my goodness, this is a perfect storm. We are looking at widespread famines of, and I quote, biblical proportions. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about end time headlines transpiring before our eyes. We're talking about the very words of Christ leaping from the pages of the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, where he said there would be pestilences, plural, and plagues, plural, as a sign of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And these would be the beginning of sorrows. These would be the beginning of birth pangs that would transpire in the end days, in the end times, as we get again close to the time of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, my friends, we're seeing this. And it's when you begin to see, again, I've always said this, when you see the mainstream media begin to use terms and terminology, verbiage that says biblical proportions, apocalyptic, end time, unprecedented, never seen before, historical. These terms should ring the bells of any individual that has discernment of the times and seasons in which we're in. Again, everyone that's listening to me today by this broadcast, by listening by podcast, watching by YouTube, or listening by Facebook, or watching somehow, some way, you're either on one of two sides of the track. You are either in the group of the sons of Issachar that are seeing the signs that are unfolding, and you understand the times and seasons in which we're in, or you're in the group of individuals that are clueless, and you have no understanding of the times and seasons in which we're in. And these things are happening before your face and before your eyes, and you're so glued to the mainstream media or glued to all the distractions that you're not seeing and hearing the alarm bells that are sounding. So I came by today to warn you yet again of what Jesus Christ himself said in Luke 21:28. When you begin to see these things coming to pass, look up, lift up your heads. Preacher, why am I going to look up and lift up my head? Because Jesus said, your redemption is drawing near. Friend, if you're listening to this and you don't know him, then your redemption is not drawing near. If you don't know him and he comes back and takes his glorious church and you are left behind, then it is going, what you're seeing right now is a drop in the bucket compared to what's going to be in the days ahead. So I would advise you to get right with God right where you're at. Stop playing games. Stop playing around. Stop putting off and procrastinating what you need to do today. Did the scripture say today is the day unto salvation? Make that decision right now. Repent of your sins. Ask Jesus Christ to forgive you. Forgive you of your sins. Wash you in his blood. Come and live in your heart through the Holy Spirit and use you and direct you and guide you into the way in which you should go. Get you a Bible. Begin to read the New Testament. Start with the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Read the scriptures. Fill your heart with his word. Know his word. Have a relationship, personal relationship with him. Join a church. Be a part of a group, a church. And you say, well, we can't have church right now. Then join an online church. If you don't have a church, we welcome you to join our group. We have a group right here. We come on every week. We've got people in this on this Facebook Live. If you're watching by Facebook Live, there's people that will love you. They'll be a great blessing to you. They'll encourage you. They'll edify you. Get connected with people. And we want to encourage you to do that. So make that decision today, friends. You will not regret that at all. Let me, before we pray for you, I'm going to pray for you real quick. Before we do that, guys, I want to just want to share a little bit of information with you. We've got a lot of different ways that you guys can keep up with our ministry. We have our main website at endtimeheadlines.org. We have endtimeheadlines.com. Both of those are going to bring you to where you need to go, and it's going to show you exactly where you can go right there. If you're watching by Facebook or watching by YouTube, we have a free podcast. You can find that at End Time Headlines. When you go to our main website, there's a place up at the top under the tab that says podcast, or you'll see the little banner. It looks just like what you're seeing here on the screen. If you'll click on that, you can subscribe. You can find us. We are available on Android and Apple, and it's all free. Our podcasts are all free. Also, if you've not yet downloaded our free official End Time Headlines app, we want to encourage you to do that today. Again, it's free, guys, right there on your screen. You can see that. We are available on Google Play and also on the Apple Play Store or Apple Store. We are, again, it's a free app. You just go on there, download that. You'll get all of our push notifications. You'll get our breaking news alerts. You're going to get all of our, right there, you can see that picture on your screen. That's what our app looks like. And right there on the bottom of that, on your screen, right here, you can see you guys watching by Facebook and YouTube, you can see right here on the screen, at the bottom of the app, right here, there's a place that's got a little microphone and it says, listen. You click on that, and that's how you're going to hear our podcast. Or you can watch, and you click on there, and it's going to link you to our YouTube group. And there you can watch our messages just like you're watching here today. If you like to watch and you like the pictures and the images and the scriptures, or if you just rather listen, you're in the car driving, whatever the case may be. Again, it's all free for you guys to enjoy. So again, this is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scapero, and we always appreciate your support. Again, this ministry is a ministry that we equip, we inform, we encourage, we equip all throughout the week, and it's all free. We don't sell any merchandise. We don't sell CDs, DVDs, books. There's no paid subscriptions. Our YouTube channel's free. Our message is free. Everything's free. And all we ask you to do is whatever the Lord puts on your heart. If you'd like to support this ministry, maybe with a one-time gift, we want to encourage you to do that. If you'd like to do that, or if you'd like to be a monthly donor, maybe a monthly partner, and you'd like to partner with our ministry, we want to give you that opportunity or that availability to do that as well. Again, there's no pressure. All we ask you to do is be obedient to what the Holy Spirit may put on your heart. And you say, well, you know what? I've been blessed by this ministry. I've been encouraged. I've been informed. And I just want to do something as a gratitude or just sow back into this ministry. We want to give you that opportunity. Why? Because again, that's how we operate. We're able to do what we do full time because we operate out of your contributions and your giving and support to this ministry. So, all right, guys, and all you guys on podcasts, if you're listening, again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, that's where you're going to find us. That's where you're going to be able to do all these things that we just mentioned, and you can find all those places that you can follow us and give and everything and so on and so forth. So we want to pray with you guys before we sign off on this broadcast. Again, a little bit of announcements, too, before we pray. We'll be back on here tomorrow. I'm going to give you we're going to do an update coming out of China, the coronavirus, some crazy stuff that's going on here in America. I'm working on putting my notes together and the images and stuff for our final message of our series out of the book of Revelation chapter 13. Listen, if you've not seen this series yet, you need to go and watch this series. We did a four-part series out of the book of Revelation chapter 13. We did the Antichrist, we did the false prophet, we did the image of the beast, and our next segment for next week will be the mark of the beast, and that will conclude our four messages of this series. Again, those are all free on YouTube. They're on podcasts if you'd like to listen. If you'd like to see the images and stuff, again, that's on YouTube. And of course, Facebook Live, that's on there as well. So somebody's asking what time. You guys on Facebook Live, we encourage you to subscribe to our notifications because we can't put a time right now because all the crazy stuff going on. I've got two kids of my own. I've got a 12-year-old. I've got a 4-year-old. We have to work around schedules. Everything's crazy. Work, school, work at home, working from home. We really can't put a particular timeline. Sometimes we can. Most of the time we can't. So we try to fit it in when we can. I'm sure you guys completely understand and know what I'm talking about on here. So let me pray for you guys before we sign off, and we'll be back on here tomorrow. Father, I thank you for all those individuals that have come on today that are listening by podcast, watching by YouTube, watching by Facebook Live. Maybe they've been invited to this. Maybe somebody shared this broadcast with them. And I just pray for them right now. I pray for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Lord, it is crazy. Lord, there is so many conflicting reports, contradictory reports from the mainstream media. One source says this virus is the worst it's ever been. Others say it's not. It's this. It's that. Can we go out of the house? Can we not? Can we go back to work? Should we stay in? Should we not? Lord, people are, it's just madness. It's crazy. There's people that are watching this broadcast, Lord, and you know what side of the tracks they're on. You know where they're at in their walk with you. God, I'm praying right now that if anyone is watching this or listening to this and they're not right with you, they're not in a right relationship with you, their heart's not right where it should be with you. God, I'm asking that you would move upon them by the power of the Holy Spirit and that you would convict them and draw them into repentance. And Lord, I pray that they would get their lives and their hearts right with you, that their relationship would be right with you, Lord, that when they go to sleep tonight, put their head on their pillow, that, Lord, there would be no uneasiness, there would be no confusion, there would be no fear, no panic, no anxiety, no worry. But, Lord, you said you give your saints, your children, your beloved, sleep. You give them peace and you give them sleep. You give them peace that surpasses all understanding. You said in your word that I'll keep that man in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. So, Father, I'm asking that you'd have your way and have your will in their lives right now. And I want to give you thanks in advance for the people that have said yes to you, that have rededicated their heart back to you, that are coming back into your kingdom, back into your fold, and they're getting their hearts right, maybe for the first time today. And we just want to say that we love them today, and we welcome them back into the family. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And remember, guys, whether you said yes for the first time to the Lord or the first time in a long time, remember, start praying, get into the word, and get plugged into a local body of believers, a church, or an online body of believers, because the Bible says that we need each other. We're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves with other believers, even more so as the day approaches. So we don't want to do that. We want to be obedient to the Lord. And why is that necessity? Why is that necessary? Sorry. So that we can grow in the grace and knowledge of him, being rooted and grounded in truth so that we're not blown by every wind of doctrine. So we love you guys. God bless you. We're signing off today. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.